Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Happy Good Friday. I'm super excited to be with you today, and I'm going to introduce you to my, I want to call them guests, but at the same time, these amazing, brilliant people that I'm bringing on, introducing you to, they are my co-host. So let me introduce you to Krista Avenel. A lot of folks have career trajectories that takes them from a cubicle to the corner office, and it seems that Krista did it backwards. To say that she embraced a beginner's mindset during her midlife career transition would be overstating it. She literally went from executive director to apprentice, and she's never been happier. Krista's midlife career change might surprise you because she used to be a principal and now she's a funeral director. This is just incredible. She probably isn't what you think of when you picture a mortician, but she's okay with that because the whole reason she got into death care was to shake up the status quo. She's doing just that as the founder of Death's Apprentice Education and Planning, where she develops and facilitates workshops and trainings and opportunities for individuals and forward-thinking companies. She takes a heart-centered approach to some of life's most practical problems by doing so. She replaces fear with knowledge and anxiety with empowerment. Welcome to the show today, Krista.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. It's so terrific to be here.
My gosh. So from where you were to becoming a funeral director.
And importantly, to becoming an apprentice funeral director, because, you know, every time I wanted, so I was in my late 40s, I'm now in my early mid 50s. And when I wanted this, probably from my 20s, every time I would go and look at how to become a funeral director, it never changed. It was always quit your well-paying job, go to school for 2 expensive years, become an apprentice at a very appallingly low salary, and, you know, wash limousines and things like that. And I was like, okay, in my 20s, maybe, but then the kids came and then this happened and then that happened and then insert excuse here, right?
Yes.
And it was just being, it was still just coming to me and calling to me. And in my role as the principal of, actually here in Canada, the largest international college in all of our country, I actually did have to deal with quite a few student deaths over the many years that I was there. And in that role, I was meeting the bereaved families. I was dealing with the embassies. I was doing things that were I had no training for. And each time it happened, I thought to myself, either when I would meet with the funeral director, I would either think, oh my God, what a calling, what incredible work, what I would like to do that. Or I would think, what a slimy jerk, and I could do that better. And you know what? It finally was enough. I finally just went, I'm not afraid anymore. I am just going to do this and it will work. And you know what it did? I was afraid of telling my 80-something-year-old mom because she was quite proud of my job, my fancy big title in my corner office and probably my money too. But I told her and she said, oh my goodness, dear, I can't imagine anyone better. And that actually taught me a lesson in just, you know, putting your fears into other people and putting your excuses around other people.
Yeah.
Mom wasn't my stopping point. I was my stopping point. Hmm. And now here I am. I have a little tiny company called Death's Apprentice. I am a licensed funeral director and embalmer. I focus, however, day to day on education and planning and helping people understand, helping people know what they don't know.
That's so true. Helping them know what they don't know and actually coming to a place where someone is kind, open, generous, and really empathetic to what they're experiencing. This, I mean, that's a big deal, because that was when you said you were experiencing the deaths that you did at the college where you were. That's where you saw, oh, there was a lot of grieving people, and to be there for those grieving people. Am I picking that up right?
Oh, it was hard, and to have sort of no training, no background, no nothing, and yet still want to step into it. You know, I was just like, okay, this definitely has to happen. And it's some pretty unique and specialized training that a funeral director gets. And I am now very well positioned to deal with people on sort of all the steps of their journey. I'm also, as an educator, I'm also an end-of-life doula. And so I can also kind of walk with you during that path and on that period. But then instead of just getting you to the door and having to let go of your hand, I can actually help you afterwards. I can help your family afterwards, because I'm also licensed and able to do that body care and do that work and help families with creating their ceremony and being intimate and being present. And for me, it's very much about actually returning that ceremony to families instead of taking it away and prescribing. You know, we have really come a long way from, in just a very short, maybe 100, 150 years, we all used to have home funerals. We just used to call them funerals, and they were in our homes. You know, we don't do that anymore, but there's a movement, a return to being okay with death in the society, in our homes, in our daily conversation. And I want to be part of that death positive movement. So that's why I've kind of leaped into the void.
I love that. I love that. This needs to be talked about so much more. I don't think it's being talked about enough. Do you have a podcast?
Well, I have a column, actually. Up here in Canada, we have the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, and once a month on a wonderful province-wide program called North by Northwest, I have a short column. And every month, we talk about different elements of death and dying and death in society and misconceptions about death and things that you can do to help learn and be prepared for death, that kind of thing. It's really great, actually. It'll run until December.
Yeah. Well, I definitely want to talk to you further about podcasting. I help entrepreneurs grow their brand through podcasting and video marketing. I help many people do that. So I want to have another conversation with you about that. Actually, the work that you're in, what you're doing now, mm-hmm. is something that I had also thought about before. So that's why I'm just like, you know, I'm so glad that you're doing that. And I want to even hear more about what is your vision for, what's the vision in moving forward in the evolution of humanity, where we're back in the day, we used to you know, have home funerals and all like that. And then we that all changed.
Surrendered that. We kind of surrendered that to the professionals.
Right.
My longer term goal is to help people understand that people like me, we're just here to help. We're just here to help. We're not here to take it away. And in fact, my goal is to bring it back, to help people be comfortable, to help people be prepared. Cornelia, do you know the question that I get most frequently when, or what people say when they phone me as a funeral director? Do you know what they say to me?
No.
Almost always the first thing that I hear is my so-and-so, my mom has just died. I don't know what to do now. That's what they say to me. And that's because we live in a death denying society. Mom could have been sick for weeks, years, whatever. This could have been actually something that was quite foreseeable. And they still don't know what happens next.
Yeah.
And I want to help people not be afraid anymore. Just ask the questions, learn the stuff, because this death is the one thing that we all have in common. And in my role, actually, as a Willow end-of-life educator, which is a beautiful program that I'm connected to, it's called Exploring the Reality of Your Mortality. And doing that heart-centered work, it doesn't just help you, it helps everyone around you. Right?
It makes it all softer. It makes it all real. It makes it softer because it is real. It makes it all softer. It makes it all open and approachable, not suppressed. And it like then you move into trauma. having these conversations is so supportive, because when someone passes away, like your son commits suicide, that in itself, right there, you have a lot of grief to process. That's a lot. I was with two of one of my clients and one of my best friends. Both of them lost their son to suicide. Yeah. Oh. And last year. And so being present with them, so supporting them in this way.
So much work.
I would love to invite you to come back and talk to us again. I definitely want to, you know, speak to you further, because this is such a topic that we need to talk about more. It needs to be talked about more in the open. I don't hear people talking about it. You're doing it in your community, but certainly here, people are not talking about it enough. So that's why we need to do that. So let's let the audience know, where can we find you right now? Where's your social media? Where if somebody
you got it. Thank you. Yeah. Deathsapprentice.ca. So deathsapprentice.ca is both the website and the Instagram handle. And you can find me there pretty easily, because like most of you, I'm pretty wired in.
Good. Now, do you have a brick and mortar building you actually work in, or are you?
I am almost completely virtual. I do all of my in-person work on the either on Zoom or in my clients' homes. And the funeral home that I'm connected to is a brick and mortar. That's a wonderful woman-owned, independently operated funeral home called Koru up here. Absolutely redefining burial cremation ceremony. Incredible spot. I'm not there very often though, because most of the work I do is this kind of building, this kind of community building. In the community, in people's homes, or over Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you said it. What's the most important? What's the number one call that you receive? Is my mom?
I don't know what to do next.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do next. That is such a that's the headline. That is the headline, so that it can become normalized, that people know what to do and to be empowered, and that the resources are there, and you don't have to go through it alone. Right.
Yes. And you'll never be taken advantage of if you're informed, if you know what's happening, and you won't make mistakes that you regret. You won't move too quickly. You won't say, no, I don't want to see him because I'm afraid. No, you'll know what to expect.
Yeah. What a powerful conversation today. And thank you so much for doing that work that you're doing out there, listening to your soul's calling, taking that courage and, completely reinventing your life. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Right. I love how you told the story and how you led us into it. So thank you so much, Krista.
Thank you, my dear. This was such a pleasure. I look forward to speaking again.
Okay. Sounds good. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together. Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. How does this sound when I say this to you? Stop overworking and start overflowing. I love that so much. My next guest, co-host, Christy Sullivan, a human design and self-care expert, author, speaker, is on a mission to help busy women stop overworking and start overflowing. She hosts a virtual community for female personal development junkies like herself to create better wellness, improve relationships, shift mindsets, and manifest more success, wealth, and freedom to live their best life by design. She is the lead author of the best-selling Amazon book called Stop Overworking and Start Overflowing. 25 Ways to Transform Your Life Using Human Design that was published in October of 2021 with other human design practitioners. She's done a lot of books since then. So she's here today to talk to us about stop overworking and start overflowing. Welcome to the show today, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So nice to have you here. So what got you started in human design in that whole, you know, were you on the treadmill and chasing and pushing and running?
I think we all have been at some point or another, for sure. And for me, I've always explored personal development and self-growth, starting with yoga many, many years ago. And about 7 years ago, I was in a coaching program where we learned human design. And so I discovered what that meant, which is your energetic blueprint based on your birth date. It fascinated me. And I started to read, not only understand my chart, but pulled the charts for my family, for friends who wanted reading, and just kind of played with it. And then fast forward to 2020, I had an opportunity to shift my career and move more into my own business. And human design just kept coming up for me. And so I decided to start teaching about it and sharing it, since it's a fairly new tool, or at least one that not everybody has heard about.
Yeah. Now, do you have packages, or how do you work with clients? Because I told you that I was a 3-5 generator, so I know my profile but how do you work with clients with human design?
Sure. Well, there's certainly a lot of information online, and you can easily go find out what your design is, but I see myself more as a guide and a teacher. So that a couple ways that I work with people. First, I do a monthly intro webinar for just people who want to learn about human design. And it's just a free conversation we have on Zoom. And then I also offer some more formal readings one-on-one. If somebody wants me to walk them through their chart, we do that over 2 sessions because there's a lot of information. And I also do things like workshops. I speak a lot on podcasts and at conferences. So I just want to really share with as many people as I can about this tool so that they can use it as a way to learn more about themselves and about their true authentic nature and energy.
So your monthly webinar, do we want to tell the audience how to find that?
Great. Yes. I host it usually the last Wednesday of each month, and they can join me on Facebook through my Facebook page called Christie's Human Design and Self-Care Community. I also have a website where they can find me at ChristieHSullivan.com. But through the Facebook page and a little bit on Instagram, I'm starting to promote these offerings.
Good. So I just want to say, Christie, when you see, because we're going to be taking this video, because it's going to be on video, we're going to be promoting it on social media also next week. So when you see this video on social media, please on the bot, you know, in the Facebook underneath, put your webinar link so that people can have it easy to click to, so that they don't have to go looking for it. And it's right there.
Definitely. Sounds good. Definitely.
Yeah. Now, do you want to let the audience know, the people that have never heard of human design, do you want to let them know, like, what are some of the things that people would find out? What would they find out learning about their human design, and how would it help them?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And I think in a very basic way, understanding how your energy operates, I call this sort of looking under the hood of the car and seeing how you're wired, or if you thought of yourself as a computer, how are you programmed? How are you naturally encoded in your energy? What this does is helps you to understand maybe some ways to take care of yourself, how to sleep better. It also helps you to understand sort of ways to maybe operate your business in it with much more ease and flow. How to improve relationships, like your communication. And I know we've heard of all of personality assessments and communication styles. And what this does is it looks at you from a much deeper standpoint, rather than just the personality that we've developed, but to take a look at that unique operating system that we actually have behind the scenes running underneath that programming. It's sort of our encoding of how we were brought into this world. And once you understand that, you could start to make different choices. The generators, for example, that you and I are, like, we're here very much to respond to things. We have opportunities that are always around us, and we need to really be mindful of what are we saying yes to, what are we saying no to, and to not be so busy that we really miss the opportunities that we're meant to be doing, because finding the right kind of work for generators just lights us up and helps us to start overflowing.
Yeah, start overflowing. Helps us to thrive. That is absolutely true. So what are some of the benefits? So a person comes, has a human design reading with you, and what are some of the things that you've had clients say back to you, like, wow, this really helped me with this. This really helped me with this. Like, what are some of the things? Because I'm sure that you get this all the time when people tell you how grateful they are for knowing this about themselves, right?
Yeah, definitely. The first thing that I usually hear is somebody saying, wow, this is so validating. Do you have a camera behind me? How do you know this? And they feel like they can honor themselves more. They know what's unique about them and stop trying to be who they're not. But then from a more practical standpoint, I start to hear how women will take more time for themselves, take more self-care, because they know that will align their energy. And then it starts to impact their businesses, for example. And one woman told me she hit her first $10,000 month because she took the time to stop forcing and initiating things and trying to make things happen from a energy that she didn't really have uniquely built in her. And by just making some shifts like that, it can, like I said, it's affected business income. It's helped relationships. I know one woman also who said that it saved her relationship, and eventually they got married because she understood she had a unique blueprint, and so did her partner, and that they were different, and to honor that difference. So it's all over the board, but it's always a fascinating sort of success story that I get to hear.
Yeah, I love that. I love when the shifts are made, the realizations are had, and then you start seeing the abundance overflowing in your life. And that's why it's important to do that self-inner work. You were already on the path because you said you were doing your personal development and the human design. I don't know, how long has it been around now? Do you know?
It came about in the 80s. However, it blends together some very old ancient systems like astrology, the chakra system, Kabbalah, and I Ching. So even though it's a new tool, it's bringing together some very ancient wisdom.
Yeah. Now, do you want to show us your book, where to get your book that you've authored, the best-selling author book? Do you want to show us your book and tell us where to get it on?
Yes, thank you. So this is called Stop Overworking and Start Overflowing. It's a collaborative book. So I brought together 25 other human design practitioners who are here to, in this book, to tell their story of how they discovered human design, how it changed their life. And that's also part of my design to bring people together. It's a story form type of book. So you can open to any chapter. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on my website.
Yeah. So even reading a book like that would all of a sudden, when you hear different stories about how other people change their lives or how they're expressing themselves because of the learning this about themselves, you know, that in itself, we heal through stories. That's why I created the show called Stories of Hope, because when other people share their stories, we heal, right?
Yes.
When one person heals, we all heal. Yes. So, okay. Well, do you want to give us your social media handles? Do you know that I realized that your letters of your name are the same like mine, KS?
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
So my social media handle for Instagram is Christy H. Sullivan. And again, for Facebook, you can find me as Christy Sullivan or Christy's Human Design and Self-Care Community.
Wonderful. What do you want to leave our audience with? We have a few short minutes left. What do you want to say to the audience right now that really, that you want to touch them with?
I think what I want to leave with is just that right now we're in such an amazing time in our lives and so much evolution and transformation is happening. And for some people, they may find it really challenging. And to really just start with this understanding that when you get to know your deeper self, when you do some of that important inner work and look at who you are uniquely and start to honor that instead of trying to fit in with everyone or feel like there's one formula that works for everyone. No, we need to find out more about ourselves and follow things that are truly helpful and nurturing to us individually. Be who you are. Be who you are authentically, and that self-love and self-worth will shine through.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what we're all here to do? We're all walking each other home and knowing who it is that you are. Who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose in life? Human design and the work that you're doing can really, really help a person discover that. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was an honor and a pleasure to meet you and speak with you.
It was great to meet you.
Yeah, we'll definitely share our videos next week on social media. So be sure to check us out there and put the link for your monthly free webinar there. Thank you so much, Christy Sullivan.
Thank you.
It was super great. Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Everyone, check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things. like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Get empowered on transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to get straight into it. My next guest, she has a lot. There's a lot to say. We have a short amount of time. Kate Vrazak is a motivational speaker, an author of two international best-selling books, Ignite Possibilities and Ignite the Hunger in You, and mental health advocate. For the past decade, Kate has been a Canadian mental health professional, and she has a certificate in Canadian social services, grief therapy, suicide prevention. She does the neuro-linguistic programming, shamanism, Reiki master, the CEO of Sacred Roots Coaching. She is passionately helping people end suicide and mental health. Her passion is to help illuminate trauma survivors to find their voice, become resilient, and reach the power of forgiveness for themselves. She is a powerful role model as she found forgiveness. Listen to this, for the murders that took her entire family at the age of 13. So I'm going to leave it there because there's still even more to say here, but I want to ask about that, and I want to ask about what we talked about in the green room before we came on today. So welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor to be able to hopefully touch some lives that are your listeners. And yeah, what better of a day of this beautiful spring day that we're having? I don't know what the weather's like for you, but it's beautiful here.
Good. Yes. So when we were in the green room, I asked you about your last name, and I asked you, where are you from? Vrazak, and you said,
I'm Ukraine, and I am passionate about what's going on right now in the world, and I'm here to say that we need to bring change to ourselves first. As much as we can get caught up in the whole event that's happening, I'm all a firm believer in that we need to bring peace to ourselves. In order to bring peace to the world, we need to change ourselves and our perspectives. So it's all in how we look at life and look at things and how we can transpose that pain and suffering in our own lives. Because yes, my heart is with Ukraine, especially because I'm Ukrainian, but like I've also got a story that I've lost my family. So I just spoke on Les Brown's platform just a couple weekends ago. And I basically started with the question, do you want change in your life? And I can really pose this to everyone because really that's where we need to be at. We need to see what change we need to do in our own lives, not in the world. As Gandhi says, that let's be the change that we want to see in the world. But we need to look at really introspectively what this whole COVID has done for us and then now this war. And that's what I really can honestly say that it's done for me, to even go deeper within myself to find self-compassion and self-forgiveness. But it really starts with self-love. When you realize that your life is full of disorder, chaos, and you know, belief systems that maybe get you torn in different directions, but when you really look in the core of who you are, which is like, I'm Ukraine, and your values and your morals and your beliefs, it's because of what you've grown up with and grown into becoming. And for me, like Michelle Obama has in the book of Becoming, is that I've chosen not to let my circumstances dictate to me who I am. I've actually chosen to let go of the stigma of what being an orphan could have created in my life. And instead, I have created the change that I want to see in the world for myself. And that's why I went into mental health in the first place, is because in order to be that change, you have to work through your own process, your own journey. And I decided that that was where I needed to be at in order to let go of the holds of the bondage of what war or loss of tragedy, like my life to be upheaved with having lost my family at only 13, was actually 4 days after my 13th birthday. And I knew it was going to happen, believe it or not. I had a sixth sense as a child, which wasn't supported back in the 70s, but I had a prodding in my gut, and actually I woke up during the night and I bolted out of my bed to go and stop my mom from leaving. And I just said, you know, you can't leave. And I tried to deter her and she said, no, like, you need to just be quiet. I was a kid, of course, I had to listen. And she says that it'll be okay. Well, lo and behold, she left. And then shortly thereafter, we heard on the radio, believe it or not, before even the police could come to our door, that yes, indeed, they were all killed. And identifying their bodies was horrific for my grandmother. But as a little girl, having to observe all of this, I realized, as we're observing what's going on in the Ukraine, that we can only control so much. So as a little girl, I went within myself. My mother taught me the best gift of all was to go quiet within and meditate and become that stillness. And as a child, I wasn't seen or heard necessarily, because as children back in those days, we just did what our parents wanted us to do. We respected them. Now society has changed a bit, but more so I'm now on the other end of the spectrum, helping people find their voice. Because as much as our childhood condones us to be in what were generations before us created, we now can change. We can choose to change. And that's what my theme is, and what I can really impose on people is to really believe that change is possible, but it has to start with us, and not letting our past define us, but refine us and make us go forward in life and create the greatness that we are, as Les Brown speaks of, and all those other legendary mentors of mine, is that in order for them to get their voice, they had to realize that there's more to life than your pain and suffering. Your mess is your message, and your trauma is your gift. And I'm here to say for everyone that your past does not have to define you. And I am here to honestly say that hurt people do not need to hurt people. Yes, I've had to face murderers in front of me. Yes, just only almost 9 years ago, the last murder of my last sibling, I had to go through the court system. And I'm here to say I can honestly forgive him. It was a process. It took me 8 years to do it, knowing that the court system let all of these people go. So there's no murderers behind bars, but I was keeping myself captive as a young girl. So I decided that in order to change that paradigm, I had to say what was holding me back. And it was fear. It was anger. It was emotions that were turbulent in my system of shame, guilt, even. And I was really perpetuating that and bringing more of that to myself. So once I named it and I claimed it, then I could say, okay, it doesn't have a hold on me, because that murderer is not going to come after me, but I was murdering my own spirit within me. And the same as what's going on, and sorry, I get emotional, but what's going on over in the Ukraine is dear to my heart, because I see they're being ripped up from their roots, like their homes, their security, their safety. And I had the same thing as a child. My whole security was ripped from underneath me, and I didn't know where I was going to go, what avenue I was going to turn to, let alone who I was going to trust. And this is what I'm going to encourage all your listeners, is trust yourself, believe in yourself. Your intuition is your best guide. And my forgiveness acronym, I can honestly believe for all of you that it is possible for you, and it's necessary now that you find the freedom of fear within yourself and say, no, there's more love here. Open up your heart, as the O in forgive stands for, and reach within yourself, as you are the gift that you need to give to the world, as I realize myself, to give back to the world and help end the stigma of mental health and suicide. I could have chosen that road easily, but I said, no, I'm here for a purpose. My life was saved that day. And even shortly thereafter, my grandmother died. So she was my lifeline. But I realized that there was more for me. And yeah, sure, I found different avenues, but I realized that God gave me a gift of life, gift of love to be able to give to the world. And we are of the likeness of God. But it's because I followed my intuition and went on the path of least resistance and trusted my values to honestly empathize and have no regrets. So I encourage all of your listeners to truly believe that they can be that change that this world needs and be the imprint that other people need for hope, for joy that is on the other side of the pain and suffering. You just have to reach out to someone that you believe in that can, you know, take you on that journey and, you know, release that bondage of the emotions that can keep you stuck. And I have many modalities that I teach people to reach in within themselves to get, because it is possible to be free and to be at peace like I am and to bring joy back into your life.
Can I say, wow, wow. So you invoked just about every emotion there is in me, drawing me all the way into your story, your courageous story, your brilliant storytelling. Really, I mean, to capture someone's attention for that amount of time, hanging on every word, that's brilliant. That's brilliant storytelling. And there was a lot there that I was like, wow. So let's give the audience information, your social media handles, where they can look you up, message you, and learn more about what it is that you do.
Well, you can reach me on sacredrootscoaching.com and also on Instagram for sacred underscore roots on Instagram, and on LinkedIn also as Kate Brastuck and Facebook Kate Brastuck. But I can honestly encourage you even to read the books that I'm published in. One is with legendary Les Brown, The Hunger to Speak. And I really encourage your listeners to not stay silent in your suffering. And that's what I really truly found in my healing journey, is once I healed myself from within and came out with my story and other, you know, insights for other people, it's given them opportunity to reach out to. So you can get my books also on my website, sacredroots.com. And they're on Amazon. They're number one international bestselling. They reached that the first day that they launched. And I can honestly say that it's not only me in those books, it's other inspiring authors as well. But you have a voice, you have a passion and a mission in this world. Speak up and let's bring life to this world, not pain and suffering, because it through our releasing of the pain and suffering, we have a mission mightier than ourselves. And you're here for a purpose. Be the gift that this world needs. So thank you for listening.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Kate Varsak.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Crystal Holm is in the house. She's a feng shui designer and clutter expert who helps work from home entrepreneurs declutter and design a workspace that empowers them to create the life and business that they want. Using her proprietary framework, the Designed Life Method, SM, Mind, Body, Soul, Home, she helps her clients design spaces and lives they love. Crystal shows women how to use their workspace as a 3D vision board. I love that. To help them design who they are becoming and the life that they want with it right into their space. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. I am very excited to be here.
So what got you started in this path? Because usually it's like we've got something going on and then we're guided to do this type of work because we were living the opposite or whatever. Were you the type of person that was a clutterer person? You had clutter in your house, or how did you get started in this?
I was kind of the opposite. I was always really good at decluttering. I didn't really have a problem with clutter. But when I really started taking on clients, right, as into my career and started taking on clients and trying to help them to feng shui their place and get, you know, their space into alignment with what they were trying to manifest, all of them would get stuck in the decluttering part, and they would talk to me about it and all of the struggles with it. And so it sort of just was a very natural progression in my career. And then I actually got hurt. I had decided to start, you know, a business, and I was in the transition, right? I was still working full time at a job, and my business was kind of the part time side hustle. And I got hurt at my job. I couldn't work anymore. I was on bed rest. I actually was on bed rest for almost 3 years before I could get surgery that I needed. And so in that time, like I couldn't do anything. Right? I was stuck in bed. And so the condition of my house came to a place that it had never really been before. And so I had to really almost apply what I had learned from my clients to myself, right? Everything I had taught them, I had sort of had to come back full circle and apply it to myself, because I was stuck. Like I was stuck even in my body and in my space. And so, yeah.
that's how you started. So now, you know, what happened with COVID over the last couple of years? Because How was that for your business with, as far as, you know, feng shui? Are you working with people online nowadays, or how does that work?
All of my business has actually been online. And it always has from the beginning. I technically started my business about 2 years before I got hurt. I was very involved in my healing journey, right? My emotionally healing journey. And I was wanting to leave working for other people. I knew I still wanted to do design, but I really wanted to incorporate the feng shui into it. And, you know, I was starting to get all the puzzle pieces together. And so I was working with all of these women, but I was living, you know, in Hawaii at the time. And just things were taking off, but not like I was having trouble with the time changes and all of that. And so having to like move and get everything going, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Wow. So when I was introducing you, you were talking about that you help people with the vision board, you know, help them create a vision board. And so I want to leave the audience today with, you know, an idea of like something that you can get them started to do right now with their vision boarding as they're moving forward. I mean, we're here in spring right now. There's everything is blooming. Like, what are some of the things of vision boarding feng shui beginning?
Well, in the work that I do, when I talk about a vision board, I'm talking about a three-dimensional, like your whole space is a vision board for the life that you are trying to create.
Oh, okay.
Not just a like a little, you know, 2x3 something like that you hang on the wall. We're talking much, much bigger and much more expansive than that. So really the first thing for them to start doing is to start connecting to their space, right? They need to start developing that relationship. Their space is a reflection of them, like a barometer of what's going on right now at any given moment. So if they start to develop this relationship with their space and start to become aware of it, they can tell or learn a lot about themselves just by listening to what their space has to say. And if they're feeling sort of stuck and cluttered and not moving, right? Having trouble getting things going, start by decluttering your space. Getting the energy shifted in your space will really help shift it, not just in your space, but also in your physical body, right? It's the same life force energy that's flowing in your physical body, that's flowing in the space around you. And that will also consequently help to declutter your thoughts. I have a 5-step method that I always take my clients through because physical clutter is a direct reflection of our mental and emotional clutter. So you really need to go through these 5 steps to be able to get the value out of decluttering, right? Just if you just go from step 1 to step 5 and just sort of throw it out, you won't get the magic of learning to listen to it and really being able to use your space. And that's the start of creating this sort of vision board around you, is you first have to start by eliminating what's not serving you, which is all the clutter. That will then give you, I don't want to say a blank slate, because I'm not saying throw out everything, but at least a clean slate to work with, right? The bare bones to build from. Then you have a foundation to work with.
So how do people find you so they can find out more about your 5-step method and learn more about it? I think this is such an empowering thing to do, because when you set up your space, when you set up your home, that is a reflection of how you want to live, how you want to feel. It also brings in abundance. It brings in good health, because that's also part of the feng shui model, right? It brings in abundance. It brings in goodwill. It brings in right relationships. It brings in good health, right? So it's really, really important to have a beautiful space where you feel good, where you feel like you're thriving. And so that's why working with an expert like yourself is an important piece. So how can people find out more about you?
Well, they can download my method at declutteryourmindset.com for free. That'll give them the 5-step method to get them started. And I'll send them a few extra emails with some extra little goodies in there that will also help them on their journey. That is probably the best way to find me. You can also find me over on YouTube. I've been spending a whole lot of time over there, putting out a whole lot of free stuff in some smaller bite-sized pieces that are easier to take in and implement just a little bit at a time.
And that's declutter. What is it in YouTube? What's your handle in YouTube?
If you can just look me up by my name is probably the easiest way to find me on YouTube.
Well, you want to tell the audience, because people are driving, they're listening to this. So let's tell your name again.
Okay. So it's Crystal Holm. Crystal is spelled with a K. So it's KrystalL. My last name is Holm, Holm. And you can find me there on YouTube. The declutteryourmindset.com. We'll take them to where they can download the free 5 steps to decluttering.
Yeah, and then I'll just plug this for you so that when they're on YouTube, then like, share, and subscribe the channel. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on the like Crystal told us, and generously is sharing her shorties, goodies, content with you, so that all to help make your life better. Right, Crystal?
Yes. Yeah. That's the goal anyway.
That is the goal.
Yeah, help them design a space they love and a life they love and a business that they love, really.
Yeah, good. So we have about a minute and a half left. What do you want to say to the audience today, moving forward?
Treat your space like your best friend. And you will be amazed at how much your life will change.
I like that. I like that. And how do you treat your best friend? So that's a really good point. Your space, your car, like your best friend. And how do you treat your best friend? So that's going to be the thing. That's a really good contemplation. You know, it reminds me, we here at the KS Media, we always have a universal question. I really am going to pull that one in there and inspire people to answer that as a universal question about how do you treat your best friend, treat your space as your best friend. Thank you so much, Crystal Holm, for being here today. It was an honor and a pleasure to meet you. Keep doing that great work, and we appreciate that. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Easter, everyone. Thanks, Jacob, and Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.